Hello, hello, and welcome back. I'm your host Kerim, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral, and stolen territory of the Hunka Minyan-speaking Musqueam people. It's a very hot day today. We are in the middle of a heat wave. Hopefully this is one of the last few days of the heat wave, and I hope you are doing well. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are on the 21st episode of Euronero, where we are going backwards in recapping the Eurovision Song Contest year by year. And in this episode, we will be talking about Eurovision 2004. Before I start, I have to say this is one of my least favorite years. There are very few outstanding songs and not a lot of politics going on. On the stage, off the stage. So it will be a very calm episode, which is what this hot weather requires, I think. So I hope you'll bear with me for the next hour while I play my most favorite songs. Still, there are some songs that I like from that year, from Eurovision 2004. Eurovision 2004 was held in Istanbul, Turkey, following the country's first and only win in Eurovision 2003. I want to give you a heads up before we start delving into the Eurovision 2004. In our next episode should be in early August. I will be talking about Eurovision 2003, the year Turkey won, and I will be talking about I will be giving a very long talk about Turkey's journey through Europe and back, let me say. But that's next episode's topic of speech. So now we will go back to Eurovision 2004. As I said before, Eurovision 2004 was held in Istanbul in Abdülpekçe Arena, which used to be a basketball stadium. I think it was demolished, if I remember correctly, because many things in Istanbul are being demolished. Many things, even though they are functioning, are being torn apart and being built by more mediocre, worse standards, just to make some people rich. So, anyways, it was a basketball stadium. So, as you can imagine, it was not like a huge arena like the ones that we are seeing nowadays in the last few years. The stage was much smaller, which I think gave it a more cozy and more intimate, let me say, view. So the fans and the singers and the green room was more close together, and I really liked the design and organization that year. It was one of the years where Turkey upped its game, if I can say so, for its bid to join the European Union, and hosting the Eurovision Song Contest and winning the Eurovision Song Contest the previous year was big steps for Turkey. And this had a lot of political implications, but I will, as I said, talk about that in our next episode. Eurovision 2004 was won by Ukraine. This was Ukraine's first victory. And it came right after the country made its debut in 2003. This was also the year where the semifinals were introduced. The format was that there was only one semifinal, and top 10 countries of that semifinal advanced to the grand final and joined the top 10 countries from the previous year, apart from the big four, of course. France, Germany, Spain, and United Kingdom. So in total, it was a 24-country grand final, and eventually Ukraine won with the song Wild Dances by Ruslana, which is still pretty popular across Europe, although I don't like the stance of Ruslana in the latest political developments going around the conflicts between Russia and Ukraine. which I have talked about a lot in our past few episodes. But still, we will listen to that. The winner. We will start with the winning song, Wild Dances by Ruslana, and we will move forward with the other songs that I like from Eurovision 2004. Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We are talking about Eurovision 2004, and we've just heard the winning song, Wild Dances by Ruslana, representing Ukraine. Moving on, the second song I want to play is also the runner-up, the song that came in second in the grand final. It's La Nemoye. The song's name is La Nemoye. It literally means my phone. Figuratively means my darling, my lover, etc. Serbian. This is the Serbia and Montenegro entry in Eurovision 2004. It's performed by Zeliko Joksimović, and I have to say, this is, I think, one of the best ballads of Eurovision history. This definitely set a standard about across the Balkan countries, because every time I hear a ballad song sent by a Balkan country, I think of this one, and I think they also think of this one, and they want to do better than this one. This is their bar. Although I should say the 2007 winner from Serbia, Molitva, is also another wonderful ballad from the Balkans. Going back to talking about La Nemoye. La Nemoye is a Eurovision classic. It's a song that I really like. And it It's performed by another Eurovision classic or Eurovision legend, let me say, Veliko Yoksimovic. Veliko Yoksimovic, after Lanemoye, after coming in second with Lanemoye, composed Bosnia and Herzegovina's 2006 entry and Serbia's 2008 entry. And he also performed for Serbia in 2012 with another great ballad song, Nije Ljubav Stvar, which is also one of my most favorite Eurovision songs. And finally, he again composed Montenegro's 2015 entry, which was Adio. This is the first non-winning song in Eurovision history to score more than 200 points. And the second song is also from second song to achieve this is also from this year, Eurovision 2004. It is the entry that came in third, Greece's Shake It by Sakis Ruas. We will also hear that song later in this episode. But right now, let me play Lanemoye by Veliko Yoksimovic representing Serbia and Montenegro in Eurovision 2004. I hope you enjoy. Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We've just heard Lanemoye by Veliko Yoksimovic representing Serbia, which was the runner-up of Eurovision 2004. Moving on, these two were the songs that I kind of liked from Eurovision 2004. I really liked Lanemoye, I should say that again. The rest of the songs, I think, are, I don't want to be unfair, but okay. As I said before, Eurovision 2004 is not one of the most strongest years. So the remaining songs are going to be either the ones I find interesting or the ones that I would like to play for various reasons. One of them is going to be this upcoming one. I'm going to play the French entry for Eurovision 2004. It's called A Chaque Pas, meaning with each step, performed by Jonathan Serrada. I butchered the translation, I apologize for that. The reason I want to play is to salute the victory of left-wing coalition of New Popular Front, Nouvelle Front Populaire, for their victory in the French legislative elections this weekend. This is a coalition group, this is a front that brings together La France Insoumise, the Socialist Party, the Ecologists, the French Communist Party, Génération S, and Plaid Public, and other center-left and left-wing political parties. And they had a wonderful victory. They are projected to win, or I think the seats are announced now. 180 seats in the National Assembly out of 577. They are the biggest group in the National Assembly. And they, the most important thing is they did it by defeating fascist Marine Le Pen's party. And this was they were projected to win the victory, win the elections, especially after the first round of elections. But the United Left Front managed to defeat them. Hopefully, they will repeat this success in the presidential elections in France as well. So, to salute this, I'm going to play the French entry in Eurovision 2004, A Chaque Pas by Jonathan Serrada. Qu'on devrait oublier tellement de ratures qu'il faudra effacer, souffler très fort pour que s'envole de nos cœurs la rancune et puis faire tomber les barrières une à une. À chaque pas que l'on fera, à chaque geste qu'on offrira, sera le début d'un autre demain. Dans chaque mot que l'on dira, dans ce futur qu'on construira, c'est l'amour que dessineront nos mains. Il y a des injures. Faudra pardonner des crimes contre tes murs qui les feront tomber. Déposons les armes à nos pieds et baissons nos armures pour que nos conflits ne soient plus que murs.
Nous Merci.
Pride got you down? Brace yourself for Vancouver's ShameFest 2024. ShameFest is a burning effigy of queer failure and the outsider artistic community terrorizing the downtown east side. From August 1st to August 5th, ShameFest has 8 dehumanizing live music and artistic events that will cost you less money than attending just one of the corporate pride parties. Because we know you're broke. Embrace shame and purchase tickets now at heroinmart.com/products/shamefest2024. heroinmart.com/products/shame-fest-2024. We'll see you at ShameFest.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We are talking about Eurovision 2004, and before the break, we heard French entry for Eurovision 2004, A Chaque Pas, by Jonathan Serrada. They performed in the grand final and came in 15th. This is a nice ballad, not the one that I particularly like, but I, as I said before, I played this as a salutation to the left-wing front, popular front that won the legislative elections in France this past weekend, and one of their first agendas to push is to recognize the state of Palestine. With that being said, I also would like to note that the UBC encampment in solidarity with Palestine, Palestinian resistance, and in protest of Israeli genocide got terminated yesterday. I also want to thank everyone who organized it, participated in it, visited it, and supported it in any way. It was a major movement that brought a lot of attention to the ongoing genocide in Palestine, and I just want to note that as well. Moving on with Eurovision 2004, I'm going to play three songs from the Balkans back to back. These are upbeat songs, bop songs, and we will hear them back to back. First one is the Albanian entry. The Image of You, the name of the song is Image of You. It was performed in English, but originally it was selected in Albanian because Festivali I Keqnes, the Albanian national final, it's a rule to participate with a Albanian song, with a song with Albanian lyrics. But the lyrics might get changed to English to attract more votes during the Eurovision Song Contest later on. Image of You was performed by Agnieszka Shahini, and they came in 7th in the grand final, which is not a bad result at all. Up next, we will hear Bosnia and Herzegovina, a tune from Bosnia and Herzegovina. We will hear Indie Disco by Dean. They also did a very good job and came in 9th in the grand final. In this last song of this bundle will be from Greece, which is a great song, a song that is foreshadowing the Greek victory in the upcoming year. It's called Shake It by Sakis Ruas, and this is they finished 3rd in the grand final of Eurovision 2004. Let's start with Albanian entry, The Image of You by Agnieszka Shahini.
Thank you.
takes on another meaning.
till you drop. Baby, you're the reason I'm feeling so hot. I want you now, I just can't stop. I would trade my life for a night with you, driven by desire. Make that move on me, it's time for you to see that my world's on fire. Shake, 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 mi amor. Crazy for love, give me some more. Shake, 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 mi amor. Crazy for love, give me some more. Shake, 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 mi amor.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We have just heard three Balkan songs: "The Image of You" by Anjeda Shahini, "In the Disco" by Dean, and "Shake It" by Saki Survas, representing Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Greece, respectively. One thing to note about Eurovision 2004 is the impact or the influence of, let me say, Latin music, and in many songs, including like Finland songs or Malta songs, which we will hear soon, we can hear that, and I think we can hear that in Greek entry as well. Moving on, I'm going to play two songs now, back to back. They are from Malta and Monaco. I'm not too fond of these songs, but I wanted to play this because it's not that often I see Maltese or Monaco entries in Eurovision. So we will hear "On Again, Off Again" by Julian Ludwig, representing Malta, and "Notre Planète, Our Planet" by Marion, representing Monaco, representing Monaco. The Maltese entry came in 12th in the grand final. Monaco, however, failed to qualify to the grand final by coming in 19th in the semifinal. Let's just hear "On Again, Off Again" by Julian Ludwig and "Notre Planète" by Marion, representing Malta and Monaco, respectively.
Look at me, I need some attention. I'm a girl of serious intention. Just like a butterfly, my wings can take me high to touch your peace of sky. Though I can fly away, hey, cool or run away, I choose.
wonderful ties, many natural highs. Love is a flame that we can never tame. On again, off again.
Off again, on again.
Interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year? Then Freshie has you covered. Stop in today at Freshie on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshie on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshie, eat, energize.
Tune your radio to the CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. for saxophone Hello Primiti or saxophone Lenui. Hosted by moi, accompanied with the improvisationalists, saxophonists, composers, and musicians of our great era since the 70s. Such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Ailer, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Ornette Coleman, Sonny Rollins, That's 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. on a Tuesday to listen to saxophone a la Primitive or saxophone la Nuit.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. Before the break, we heard two songs from on and off countries from of Eurovision, Malta and Monaco. And Malta's song, ironically, was named On Again, Off Again, and was performed by Julian Ludwig. Monaco's song was called Notre Planète by Marion. Moving on, I'm going to play three songs back to back, three songs that I like, and wrap up the show after that. First, I'll play the German entry, Can't Wait Until Tonight by Max Mutke. This was a real nice entry, surprisingly nice entry from Germany, and finished 8th in the grand final. Also, one thing that that makes it stand out was that the German singer Max Mutke mixed some Turkish lyrics for the Eurovision that is held in Turkey. Turkey and Germany share a strong bond due to the high worker immigration from Turkey to Germany in 1960s upon an agreement between the two countries. A mass migration of Turkish workers or workers from Turkey, from all people of Turkey, Turkish, Kurdish, etc., immigrated to Germany to work in the factories, to work in the farms, and formed a massive diaspora there. And this was a nice gesture from Max. We will talk more about this labor agreement and the immigration of the people from Turkey to Germany, and how the diaspora formed and how it changed over time. In possibly the episode covering Eurovision 1999. Moving on, I will play the entry by UK, Hold On To Our Love by James Fox. It was non-surprisingly an unsuccessful entry by the UK, which finished in 16th in the grand final. Finally, I'll play the Cypriot entry, Stronger Every Minute by Lisa Andreas, which was a successful entry by Cyprus, one of the best results of the country by the time, and they finished 5th in the grand final. So we will hear Can't Wait Until Tonight by Max Mutke, Hold On To Our Love by James Fox, and Stronger Every Minute by Lisa Andreas, representing Germany, UK and Cyprus respectively in Eurovision 2004.
That my affection is so really true. My heart has started thumping since I met you. Just can't wait until tonight, baby, till I have you by my side, baby. Just can't wait.
My
Hello everyone, you are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. Wrapping up our show about Eurovision 2004, I'm going to play the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia's entry, Life by Toše Prski. It's a very nice ballad and the singer Toše Prski lost his life in a traffic accident 3 years after this song, after this Eurovision. I hope to be with you in our next episode covering the Eurovision 2003. Until then, take care and goodbye.
Life is a book and you gotta read it. Life is a story. song, and you gotta sing it.